Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Welcome to evening prayer on this feast of St. Agatha. Hope that this enriches your day and brings you some peace and joy amid our tumultuous and often busy or distracted world. So we have St. Agatha. She's both a virgin and a martyr. We're going to celebrate her as a martyr because we don't have very many women martyrs who have their own feast day. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Child of the Virgin, maker of your mother, Jesus once carried in the womb of Mary, we sing of triumph on this Virgin's feast day. Heed our petitions. Faithful and blessed in her twofold portion, striving to master her own human weakness, your Holy Virgin mastered worldly cruelty in her own body. So fearing nothing, neither shameful dying, nor death's companions, savage pain and torment, she shed her lifeblood, meriting to enter heaven's high portal. Lord, God all-loving, by this Virgin's merits, pardon our failings, tear from us our vices, that through all ages hearts made pure and holy echo your praises. Amen. So we're going to begin with Antiphon 1. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding. Psalm 139, exempting a few verses. Who has known the mind of God, or who has been his counselor? Romans 11:34. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. What a beautiful psalm. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, make us know his fatherly love, and take care of us in Christ Jesus. Teach us to intercede for others rightly. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Antiphon 1. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding. Antiphon 2. I am the Lord. I search the mind and probe the heart. I give to each one as his deeds deserve. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you when I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. O search me, God, and know my heart. O test me and know my thoughts. See that I not follow the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You watch over heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. Your death brought life, light to the dead. Your resurrection gave joy to the saints. Your ascension made the angels rejoice. Your power exceeds all power. Lead us to life eternal, and watch over us with your love. May your friends be filled with honor and join you in heaven. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, I'm sorry from the Son, her Savior and ours, help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace. This is the flame of love. Insert, spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I am the Lord. I search the mind and probe the heart. I give to each one as his deeds deserve. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself, is Antiphon 3. And we switch to a canticle from the New Testament. So we prayed two parts of Psalm 139. Now we're going to pray from the New Testament, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Christ, the firstborn of all creation and the firstborn from the dead. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. So I'm trying to think. I think we were going to read from 1 Thessalonians, but I honestly don't have the wherewithal at this time of night to do it. Let's just go for this short reading. This is a reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. The way we may be sure of our knowledge of Christ is to keep his commandments. The man who claims, "I have known him," without keeping his commandments is a liar. In such a one there is no truth, but whoever keeps his word, truly has the love of God been made perfect in him. The way we can be sure we are in union with him is for the man who claims to abide in him to conduct himself just as he did. Responsory prayer. Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Gather us under the shadow of your wings and keep us as the apple of your eye. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. And here we go. You know, we should have some readings for St. Agatha. And I believe Yes, we're going to read about St. Agatha now in place of a homily. This is our second reading from the Office of Readings. This is from a homily by St. Methodius of Sicily. The gift of God, the source of all goodness. My fellow Christians, our annual celebration of a martyr's feast has brought us together. She achieved renown in the early church for her noble victory. She is well known now as well, for she continues to triumph through her divine miracles, which occur daily and continue to bring glory to her name. She is indeed a virgin, for she was born of the divine word, God's only son, who also experienced death for our sake. John, a master of God's word, speaks of this. He gave the power to become children of God to everyone who received him. The woman who invites us to this banquet is both a wife and a virgin. To use the analogy of Paul, she is the bride who has been betrothed to one husband, Christ. A true virgin, she wore the glow of a pure conscience and the crimson of the Lamb's blood for her cosmetics. Again and again, she meditated on the death of her eager lover. For her, Christ's death was recent. His blood was still moist. Her robe is the mark of her faithful witness to Christ. It bears the indelible marks of his crimson blood and the shining threads of her elegance. She offers to all who come after her these treasures of her elegant confession. Agatha, the name of our saint, means good. She was truly good, for she lived as a child of God. She was also given as the gift of God, the source of all goodness, to her bridegroom, Christ, and to us, for she grants us a share in her goodness. What can give greater good than the sovereign good? Whom could anyone find more worthy of celebration with hymns of praise than Agatha? Agatha, her goodness coincides with her name and way of life. She won a good name by her noble deeds, and by her name she points out to the nobility of those deeds. Agatha, her mere name wins all men over to her company. She teaches them by her example to hasten with her to the true God, to the true good, God alone. But as a responsory prayer, but as for me, helped by the Lord, I shall stand firm in proclaiming his praises. He has become my salvation and my counselor. In his mercy, the sinless Lord has consecrated his servant, for she remained pure in his sight. He has become my salvation and my consoler. Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torments. Call me, Lord, to the undying happiness, to undying happiness with you. I believe those are words attributed to St. Agatha. But here we have the opportunity to pray the Canticle of Mary, because this is evening prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torments. Call me, Lord, to undying happiness with you. Another beautiful martyr is, I believe, tomorrow, St. Paul Meek and companions, Japanese martyrs. We continue to be grateful to say this office with you. And we say, with joyful hearts, let us praise the Eternal Father, whose mercy toward his people is exalted to the heavens. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end. We praise you, O Lord, for calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life. We praise you, O Lord, for entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. poured out for the remission of sin. We praise you, O Lord, for our perseverance in your grace today. We praise you, O Lord, for incorporating our dead brothers and sisters in purgatory into your own death today. So many people set free. We praise you, O Lord, for all the good that you've done, and especially all the bodily and spiritual healing that you've accomplished, even in the midst of great sorrow. And for all that you will do, we praise you, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, and for your personal intentions, let us gather our prayers into one in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, let your forgiveness be won for us by the pleading of St. Agatha, who found favor with you by her chastity and by her courage in suffering death for the gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Okay, hope you have a great rest of your night. I am ready to kick back maybe half an hour or an hour and just go to bed. Busy day. Have a great rest of your day, and good morning.